time for the Coast Social Network. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, and it's in the Benton Harbor Arts District. And right down the road from the Benton Harbor Arts District is Cornerstone Alliance, and also another great person that we're going to be talking to as well, a great business there. So first off, we've got Chris joining us as usual, but Chris, you've also brought in Zach, and then we also have another special guest as well. So I'll let you introduce Jillian.
All right, yeah. So we have Jillian joining us this morning, and she is with Healthy Harbor, which, if you don't know, is right next door to our office on Main Street in Benton Harbor. And we'll let Jillian kind of tell us what they do, and I'm sure everyone knows what they do, but just in case.
Hey guys, so I'm Jillian. I'm one of the owners of Healthy Harbor and Healthy Springs. Yes, we now have two locations since I've been on here. So what we serve healthy smoothies and healthy energy tea options, as well as waffles and other fun things that we have down at Healthy Harbor and Healthy Springs. Healthy Harbor is located next to Cornerstone, 88 West Main Street in Benton Harbor. Healthy Springs is in Berrien Springs, right behind Baguette de France, right there on the U.S. 31.
Very nice. That's exciting stuff. And so it made it very convenient when you needed not only help with starting your small business, but also with something that Zach, you're going to talk about. And that is something called RAMP. And that's RAMP with an extra P. I don't know why, but maybe you can explain as to why there's an extra P and what RAMP is all about and how a business can take advantage of this.
Yeah, so our RAMP program, is it's actually defined as the Rent and Mortgage Payment Program, was actually created as a response to the COVID-19 crisis. Cornerstone Alliance, in partnership with the Berrien Community Foundation, as well as Southwest Michigan Tourist Council, identified, a lot of businesses identified that their rent or their mortgage payment were still needed to be paid throughout this time. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of businesses obviously were affected by the stay-at-home order, where customers were limited, or they had to adjust their hours based on the challenges with the COVID-19 crisis. So a lot of businesses weren't seeing the revenue that they were generating previously prior to the pandemic. And that affected, with some businesses, their ability to pay their rent or their mortgage on time. And so, again, as a response to those challenges, Cornerstone Alliance, Berrien Community Foundation, Southwest Michigan Tourist Council created the Rent and Mortgage Payment Program to help assist businesses with, again, catering to the rent and mortgage needs that the businesses have.
Yeah, and just because your doors are closed, like you said, doesn't mean you don't have to pay for all the different utilities and the mortgage and all the other different expenses that go along with having a business. So, Jillian, you said, okay, this is something that this makes sense for us. And so talk to me a little bit about how that's going for you and what you had to do to make this all happen.
Yeah, so as soon as I saw, as soon as the whole COVID thing happened and we were told that we needed to, acclimate to what the changes and everybody is working from home and all those different things. I was like looking up all these different resources that possibly we could use because I knew we were going to get affected. So I wanted to prepare before anything, So Cornerstone, immediately I was reached out by Dubelsa from the Women's Center, letting me know of all the different resources because she's guided me through this whole, mm-hmm. Having a business, even just when you open it, they guide you through like anything during owning your business. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she let me know about all of the resources. And really the option that I felt was the best was the RAMP program. Because the great thing about owning a business, especially our type of business, we use all dry goods. So, none of our stuff is going to expire if we don't use it. So that was what I was super thankful for our type of business. So I wasn't worried about our ingredients and things not being used. What I was worried about is how we're going to pay the rent and how we're going to pay the utilities. And so I'm super grateful for the RAMP program. One, because it was very easy. It was very easy to do. Everything was through my phone. That's pretty much how I run my life. and it allowed us to pay the rent and not be stressed out. And then also, paying it off down the road and being able to plan that out as well. So, yeah, it just allowed us, we didn't have to adjust our hours with the RAMP program. It allowed us to just stay open regular hours and be that consistent place for our customers, because it's a place that they come, even though it's a bar, we have a bar, right? And it's something about building a bar, even though there's no alcohol, it's a healthy smoothie. It's something about that bar that makes people feel at home, and we become like family and friends there. And so being able to be that for our customers in these crazy times was a blessing. So we were super thankful for the RAMP program and allowed us to do that.
Yeah, you get something delicious and healthy, and you probably give them advice as well, just like a bartender.
Yeah. Well, you get to hear everyone's problems and, and then try to solve them.
And like we're automatically a takeout business, so we didn't have to adjust to that. Really, the only thing that we had to adjust to was like the capacity and how many people we could have in ordering at a time and things like that. But even that 5 minutes that it takes to make a smoothie and a tea, it allowed people to just talk and have conversations with humans in person, which is really important in these times. And just to feel one with the community, because we are big into serving our community and just being one with everyone. And so it was a great solution to a problem that we needed to fix quickly.
This is great. And Zach, if someone is in a business and having this same sort of situation where they think, this sounds like a great program for me, how do they get things started?
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend that they reach out to our webpage, seastonealliance.org. And at the top right corner of our page there, we have a tab called COVID-19 relief. And within that drop-down, we do have the rent mortgage payment program, the RAMP program that they can choose from. From there, it's pretty simple. It navigates or takes you to a page that gives you more details about the program, an application, and the contact information that you need in order to submit the application. So, again, check out our webpage, seastonealliance.org, and all that information will be found there.
Wonderful. And Chris, if anybody wants to not only know about this program or any of the other programs you have, especially Women's Business Center and Small Business Services, that's obviously a great help to Jillian and many small businesses in the area. So where can they get started with that?
Yeah, I was going to touch on that point real quickly here. With the Women's Business Center, you know, it's not just for women, first of all. So it is, you know, small business services as well. But, you know, in these times, we know a lot of people are laid off or have maybe lost their jobs. And right now is that time when the entrepreneurial spirit really comes alive and people get very resourceful. And so if you have this great idea of starting your own business and you think, you know what, maybe now you have the time, maybe never before you've had the time, I really encourage you to reach out to the Women's Business Center at Cornerstone Alliance. As Jillian made a great point, they help you from, you know, making that dream a reality, turning you into an actual business, and then seeing you through the entire process. So definitely give them a call. And for any of our anything going on at Cornerstone Alliance, and who we are and what we do, you can check out all of our social media and our website, which gomichigan.com. Pretty easy.
Wonderful. Definitely take advantage of all of these great programs. Good people over there at Cornerstone Alliance. And thank you guys so much for doing great things right here in our community. And thank you so much for waking up early and talking to me this morning.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, connecting you with our community in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.